So I'm still alive, even if I am a ghost right now. That is so unreal. That someone I trusted would do something like that to me? What could I have done to deserve that? I don't get it. Was I not a good person? Even if they were jealous of me. Do you think I was a bad person? Do you think I was bad? Maybe my personality changed when I didn't die. The unusual coma? Is this just a long out-of-body experience? Whatever it is, I don't like it. But how do we get my body back? I want to be whole again. I want to be able to go outside, to eat, to touch things, to be human. I just want to be me again.
I have some limited experience with this, in a way. But I have never tried to bring someone's body back from another realm. I've only guided spirits back to where they belong, so... and setting them free from the existence that they have found themselves kind of bound to. Well, this is a little bit outside my comfort zone, but we don't have the luxury of researching more. She is still losing whatever it is that is holding her to this place. And without her body to go back to, I will help. But I'm not sure of what the results would be. If I knew, I would tell you, but I don't. What I can tell you is that it is going to be dangerous. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. And the possibility of the demon showing up is very high. It will not like that someone is playing around with its spell. It is very important for the safety of all of us if we stay in this circle. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that it will be strong enough to keep the demon out. It should be able to, but I have no way of knowing how strong this demon is. I will try a chant that I have used to guide spirits to try and get the body here. It's a long shot, it's all I have. Ghost here will probably fall into a trance while I do so. This is all connected to her, so... And while I am chanting, I need for you to stay put. Don't touch me when I'm chanting, no matter what happens. I need you to stay where you are.
So, I now need a little time to get all my energies in one place. So if you have anything to say before I start this, now is the time. Whoa, this is happening really fast. I don't know how I should feel about it. But I hope that it works. What do you think? Well, I didn't think about that. Because technically, I'm the one who's on the lease of this place, and all of, or most of this is mine. I guess we just have to figure it out later. Because there's nothing we can do right now. Okay. I think I'm ready to do this.
So, I have gathered all the energy I can. Are you both ready for this? Okay. Let us begin.
You poor, poor mortals. Do you know what you've done? Probably not. Hello there. So, you're trying to save her? Oh, I know what you're after. You don't have to explain anything to me. I know it all. You see, I've been lurking around here ever since she was cursed. It really amuses me. And I was a little bit intrigued when she was able to get you to hear her. Probably happened because I was a little bit sloppy on the details of the curse. Or it was because of the original one. I don't really care. It has been so long since I have had this much fun. Oh, and don't worry about the seer and the ghost. They're in no danger, and neither are you, for the moment. And I don't see how she thought she was going to be able to get the body back with that chant. That really was the wrong one for something like this. You see, what she did was bring me into the mortal realm. The room is dark because I stopped time. And I shrouded it in darkness. That was really the only thing I could do. You see, bringing me here will bring the end of the world. And no, I don't mean flooding, meteors, disease, or that kind of ending. No. Me simply being here will cause everything to just... it wouldn't exist anymore. Just a little wave and poof, is gone. And it would just not be here anymore. Well, you see, I don't want that for one reason and one reason only. I would have no pets to play with anymore. Oh, you're just my little playthings, everything here. I don't have any emotion to spare for mortal creatures. Why would I? You are only here for a very, very short period of time. And me, I have existed for longer than this world has ever been here. But I'm very, very angry that I'm here. This is not somewhere I can or should be. And bringing me forth was a big, big mistake. So you have to pay the price for that. And since the two others are a part of this, I will give you a choice. Because I can be nice. And for me, this is very, very simple. Because I don't really care what happens next. So that is up to you. You have to choose who you want to save. Oh, yes. So, do you pick your ghost friend here or the seer? And you can only pick one of them. But if you choose the ghost, I will return her body and let her unite with it. But the downside of that is she will not remember anything from her time as a ghost. So she won't remember you. And if you choose the seer, or whatever you want to call her, she will only remember coming to your apartment to clean out some bad vibes. I can't have her remembering anything about me. Since if she brings me back, well, I won't be so nice. I won't spare this place. And I can go without playthings for a while. Well, you see, this is not the first time I've been summoned. And think of me coming here as a restart of everything. A new big bang. So, and remember, you can only choose one of them. The other one will just disappear. And not like the ghost did. No, this one is permanent. So, pick your poison. The ghost or the seer?